If you're thinking, I should go for a run today, but it looks like it could rain, Sierra says save on epic rain jackets. If you're also thinking, but I can't go out in these beat-up old running shoes, Sierra says save on top brand running shoes. And if you're still thinking, but I'm also busy performing brain surgery, well, then we say, you really should have led with that. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
It's hard not to add a side of hot, crispy hash browns to your favorite McDonald's breakfast. It's even harder not to eat said hash browns before you get home. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Welcome to the Fantasy Footballers Podcast with your hosts, Andy Holloway, Jason Moore, and Mike Wright.
Oh, welcome in. Friday edition of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Andy Holloway, Jason Moore, Mike Wright. Back with you. I am begging my follicles to emerge from my face so that I might cover this pale excuse for a face as fast as possible.
It was funny to see that your beard area had tan lines.
I can see them right now in the screen a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you get... You're shaded. You're protected from the sun.
Yeah. It's like when you shave your head and you're like, oh, I mean, like that looks even worse because it's just real pale up there.
Yeah. I think my whole family's rooting for these hairs to grow.
Follicles.
Yeah. So we're getting there. The weekend should be good. That'll help. Welcome in. We've got a busy day. Thursday night football game to talk about. It is Foot Clan Friday. We've got NFL news. We've got matchup previews to get into. We've got the fantasy face-off with the Wheel of Shame.
Big day.
And, you know, unfortunately, the Wheel of Shame, all the options on that wheel are is Taylor Swift.
I was going to have to shave my beard.
I was going to say, are you familiar with the Saw franchise? That's coming in hot.
Wow. Yeah, Mike is he's a little bitter from his nose being broken last week. If you want to become a part of this show, head to jointhefoot.com. You get a bonus episode of the show every week.
Bonus.
That bonus episode is called The Footcast. It is a combination normally of, well, we've got some updates we share with everybody, and then we get into the mailbag. Some of those mailbag questions are very spitballer-esque. So we have a good time. We answer questions heading into the week. It is a special show for the Foot Clan each and every week of the year. And that's at jointhefoot.com. In fact, we also have another show, what we call the Injury Blitz, that's brought to you by Matthew Betts. Comes out on Fridays for those in the premier tier. And you get his in-depth look at some of the injury situations which seem to be mounting. We don't even have starting quarterbacks anymore.
Yeah, they're done. The NFL's just going straight to the backups.
I mean, Kenny Pickett went from the bottom of the barrel to a top 10 quarterback in today's NFL.
thought you were going to say from the bottom, and then he just kind of stayed there.
Yeah, I mean, we did have a game last night.
Bananarama!
Thank you for the drop, those that submitted. We have Will Levis, who was 22 for 39, 262, no touchdowns, one interception. He was sacked four times. The pressure was relentless throughout the game.
It's still very funny
that he can't see it.
Yeah, that and to hit. I mean, you know, we're watching the first view we get is not a complete shot of what's going on. It seemed like to me once they did the replay and they had the camera behind the line of scrimmage and they showed him taking the sack, it still felt like he didn't react to the pressure at all. But it also looked like no one was open on those particular plays.
I wonder how much of it, he's a big boy. You know, he's a strong,
Yeah, he's
a big banana.
He lifts weights.
And, you know, it's like,
dude, he's cut.
No, that's actually, that's something that people didn't like about him going into the draft, is he was too cut. Not a joke.
Really?
That was on his scouting report.
Wait, that's a negative?
It is a negative. Yeah, sometimes a quarterback in particular, if they're doing too much arm work, it can be a negative. Like, this was something that got brought up with Tebow at one point in time. Like, the whole, like, Jim
Head.
You
want to look soft like
Peyton
Manning.
No, no. There's a middle ground there where you.
I thought the Tebow problem was that he was a terrible quarterback.
That hurt. Yeah, that was part of it. But, I mean.
I get it. Like, just range of motion type of stuff. But
that's what I'm talking about. It's not always looked upon with excitement from general managers.
Just hit the yoga. Lift the weights and do the yoga, and you're good to go.
Yeah, and honestly, I think his ball looks great. His passes are.
His deep ball.
All of them. I don't mind.
He has some very elite skills.
Yeah,
he absolutely does.
He really does. And some of those things are unteachable. He's got a powerful arm. He can make throws that other human beings that see the read, they just couldn't possibly do. So I was overall, I think, impressed, even though fantasy wise it was glorious. He only scored like 11 fantasy points.
Glorious for you. Yes.
Glorious for
not
me.
Not for the players that might have played him.
Right, no, because I was playing against him. But I came away mostly impressed, believing in his long term success. Still amazed at his lack of awareness in the pocket, and that will be a problem that he either overcomes or doesn't. But like in a dynasty league, I saw enough to be like, I would be willing to like try to poke and see if I could trade for him, believing in his more long-term outlooks. I think he's better for the Tennessee Titans than Tannehill.
They might. I mean, we've seen them with some backups in recent history. This is the first time you're like, they might have a quarterback. Like, it's funny. The two most impressive plays to me of the game were when he was annihilated and completed the screen to Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing. And a ball that should have been intercepted, believe it or not. It was the play before he was intercepted, but it was the seam, up the seam, looking for Chigakonkwo. It was desperation time. They're trying to get into the end zone. But the arm angle and speed, it was kind of special. It reminded me of Herbert, Mahomes, Allen, very few arm talents like it. So in that regard, very impressed. He was up against it. His offensive line was beat up all night. He really has one wide receiver. I mean, you know, DeAndre Hopkins, and at time, you know, Hopkins is not a. I was watching the end of the game when they were trying to get into the end zone. It's like a lot of these routes are like kind of slow from Hopkins, where he just speeds up at the break, and he could use a couple of really talented speedsters out there. Had the major injury to Treylon Burks that turned into very positive news today, but that was very scary. Mm-hmm.
It was reported he walked onto the bus himself, so that's great.
Derrick Henry, 17 for 75 and a Vermont touchdown.
Yeah, baby, undefeated.
Jalen Warren was electric.
Yes,
just
he was.
Did everything but get into the end zone. 11 for 88, 3 for 25 through the air. Najee got into the end zone, 16 for 69, had his longest run of the season.
Is it?
Had a couple of ugly drops.
But he played much better in the second half of last year. Is there a chance?
Oh, you're talking Vermont style.
Is Najee like a baby Yeti? Does he transform in the wintertime as well?
Did I get a full cackle from the judge in Doozer's Alley just now?
Yeah, just.
Are you a big fan of the baby Yeti?
Baby Yeti.
I think baby Yeti's fine.
I mean,
yeah.
He looked great to finish last year after looking terrible. He's looked terrible to start this year.
How old is Derrick Henry?
Henry's over 30, right?
And that's about how Najee plays. Najee's about like an over 30 back. So I think it makes sense.
He's just the runt of the litter.
Of the Yeti litter.
A Yeti. He's a big guy for a human.
I wonder if we can get Google trending for baby Yeti today. Deontay Johnson, 7 for 90, and this is the second time when we bring up a name of somebody that's been shut out from the end zone for a generation, Chris Godwin, and then he scored. And now Deontay Johnson, and he scores. So Chris Olave, that's for the upcoming weekend.
The relief of Deontay Johnson's soul. He was like, it's over. It's over. Because you know he hears about it more than we just talk about it for sure. But he was the clear-cut first read. He's going to be, you know, good going forward. If you add up the passing yardage, the receiving yardage of Jaylen Warren, Connor Hayward, Allen Robinson, Darnell Washington, Najee Harris, Miles Boykin, Calvin Austin, and George Pickens, they do not equal the yardage that Deontay Johnson had. So,
well, especially George Pickens.
Well, George Pickens really helps that stat because he finished with negative receiving yards.
I have a great deal of regret because we talked about this on the Wednesday breakdown that we would still take the chance with George Pickens.
Well, yeah.
I mean, five targets was the second highest on the team.
The negative 1 yard seems insane, but I shared my concern that we haven't seen Deontay and Pickens coexist with them both healthy playing a full game. I can't imagine
this is
it
where,
will be this.
This is where, though,
forward.
Like the whole target share percentage can be misleading for fantasy because he was at 28% or something before Deontay. He's at over 20% right now, and you can still have non-productive games with that level of target share for players that are targeted more downfield on big plays. A target share for Kenny Pickett on 30 pass attempts is not that valuable.
I want to caution us from overreacting to this just awful performance from George Pickens, though, because there's two, you know, he had five targets.
Two of them in a row.
There were two, sure.
Yeah, but I mean, it's two games.
He had basically a touchdown that was just missed. You know, it was, if he gets that, we're not, you know, all up in arms. That was in the end zone, didn't get the foot down. And then there was also a crossing route where, like, bad ball from Kenny Pickett. If he hits him in stride.
In. That yeah, is sure. That, both of them are. I mean, sure, we're basically saying, I think what we said on Wednesday was he has to hit the one. When you're not alone, when you don't have the when you give 28% of the targets or whatever it is to Deontay, all of a sudden you have to hit the one. You can't afford to miss them and still have an okay game. Like Pickens, Gabe Davis, hanging out at the same club now.
That's fair.
I mean, who'd you rather have?
Gabe Davis.
Yeah, I'd rather have Gabe Davis.
Yeah, for sure.
That's not what I would have answered 3 weeks ago before Deontay.
Yeah.
I can, at all. Pickens was taken over.
If Pickens is just the only guy there, then he's far more intriguing.
It's anything else from that game? I don't want to move on, but I think we covered the major components. 4 for 60 for DeAndre Hopkins. Optimism around Levis moving forward. Maybe Hopkins is one of those players that's going to have value for the rest of the year.
For sure. And Hopkins leaving this game with a loss is going to get in Levis's ear and be like, every play, me.
Yeah, he did try. And that play by Burks, if that ball was inward towards the field a little bit, he was so close to coming down with it. All right, it's Friday.
Foot Clan Friday.
Every Friday, we give $100 away to fantasychamps.com where you can get a trophy, a ring, some swag for your league, and we give it away to a member, a supporter at jointhefoot.com. Today's winner?
Who?
Anna Who. That's their name. Anna Who.
Anna Who what?
Anna Who what where?
Why?
Watching into who's on first.
Congratulations. You have won $100. Let's talk news.
News and notes from around the league. Presented by USAA Insurance.
Deshaun Watson took first-team reps. Looks like he's going to start Sunday. At least that's the way the practice reports are trending. Jerome Ford limited on Thursday. Browns running back. So he'll play.
Yeah.
But it'll be a mix. And we saw last week, like, fortunately Kareem Hunt got into the end zone, but you saw some Pierre Strong. You saw some Jerome Ford. It's going to be the same story. It's Arizona. You can play Kareem Hunt, for goodness sakes.
You can probably play Jerome Ford, too.
Yeah.
It's Arizona.
Mike.
Yeah.
Amari DiMarcato didn't practice again on Thursday.
Not only did he not practice, but they called up Tony Jones. So, DiMarcato will not be playing.
Oh, no.
It will be Keyonte Ingram.
You can't get a return on your fab no matter how hard you try.
No, I cannot.
So, what are you doing? What's your pivot?
Oh, A.J. Dillon.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yep. A villain indeed. Drake London missed practice again. It seems really troublesome. DK Metcalf, hip injury, didn't practice. Lockett, limited. Same hamstring maintenance. Both players we expect to play?
We do. not Drake London. Drake London, I think, has a really good chance of missing this week.
What if I told you that Matthew Stafford didn't practice and Puka was limited with a knee injury? Would you be?
I would be super unhappy. And
all right, I'm telling you that.
Well, now I'm unhappy.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
So Puka is a try to find another option.
Yeah, he's on my bench everywhere right now, and I'm so sad about
it. Isn't that the situation where Puka has like 24 receptions or something?
Oh,
right?
For
when
sure.
You
he's
doubt
gonna,
him
he's
like this.
Dominate.
Aaron Jones limited again. Curtis Samuel didn't practice Wednesday, Thursday.
And was not seen practicing today. I do not believe Curtis Samuel will be on the field this week.
Giants have officially ruled out Darren Waller. We had said he wasn't going to play. Damian Pierce missed practice again on Thursday. The team is contemplating having him miss a game to let the ankle heal up. And I'm going to then contemplate playing Devin Singletary.
Yep, the volume will be there.
Would you rather play Devin Singletary or A.J. Dillon?
I would rather play Singletary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That was today's news and notes presented by USAA Insurance. Learn more at usaa.com/insurance.
Fantasy Forecast.
Into the forecast we go. Yesterday we covered the Dolphins Chiefs, Vikings Falcons, Cardinals Browns, Rams Packers, Commanders Patriots, and Bears Saints. Today we start with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 3-4, taking on the 3-4 Houston Texans. The DraftKings Sportsbook line, Houston, -3? The over-under is 40.
I'm guessing you were surprised at that.
Oh, yeah, I am. I
think it should be like Houston 1?
I just don't. I would hit the button, but it's just like.
Such a small line.
Yeah, I just don't care. I mean, it's true. So here we go. Tampa's lost 3 in a row. They've been hitting the under, not putting up points. The offense has been struggling. Houston, the defense has been strong. You kind of expected that to be the case at some point with DeMeco Ryans. Maybe not this soon, but, especially against wide receivers, where that's kind of where we're targeting our talent on the Tampa side. Mike Evans, you're going to play him. He's averaging 7.6 targets per game, 37% of the team's air yards, right? I mean, he's in your lineup.
Yeah, for sure.
And Godwin, he's been good, averaging 9 targets, 78 yards per game, finally broke the end zone curse.
Yeah. I don't see how you're going to bench either of those guys, even though this matchup doesn't seem like the best one. And if you think about last year, the passing against the Texans was also really bad for fantasy, not because DeMeco Ryans and the defense was good, just because you could run on them, and you still can run on the Texans right now. So Rashad White, I think he's an okay play this week. He almost made my DraftKings lineup this week.
Wow.
I know.
Almost.
Yeah. I'm giving a little love here for Rashad White. But the last couple weeks, 19 opportunities, 16 opportunities. He's been really involved. This matchup is a plus matchup. So, yeah.
Zeke or Rashad White?
Oh, Rashad White.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think, when you have somebody that catches the football, even if they're underdogs, even if their projected point total is under 20, you get a pretty nice floor, whereas Zeke's floor is way lower. Do you like Devin Singletary versus Rashad White?
I would take Rashad White.
Even though Houston's favored in this one?
Yeah, the it's a matchup play to me. Two things. One, I believe Rashad White's going to have more targets and receptions. He's had 7 and 6 the last 2 weeks. And then the matchup. Tampa Bay, they've been really, really good against running backs the last 6 weeks, the full season, last year. So it's not Devin Singletary might get the entirety of the work, it's not like now we've got a great play. He's still going to struggle against Tampa Bay.
I think this game's going to hit the under. I think it's like 19-16.
I agree.
Singletary, you're hoping for receptions. The past 2 games at an 8% target share, but that's while sitting at about 50% snap share. If he jumps up into the mid-60s with the snaps, then, we can get the targets over 10%.
Where's your what's the temperature on CJ Stroud right now? He's had, some underwhelming games of late. 1 touchdown, 2 touchdowns, 0 last week against Carolina. You would have thought that Carolina matchup would have been better. Obviously, it's had a huge impact on Tank Dell because he's been bad for a couple of weeks. Nico Collins hasn't had that big game in a while. In this matchup against a really good Tampa defense, are those just tempered expectations for those guys? Or Mike, you like Nico.
Yeah,
you brought him up yesterday.
Yeah, I think that Nico is definitely playable and can bounce back. The Bucs, they're very strong against running backs and tight ends if you adjust for schedule, but middle of the pack against quarterbacks. So if I don't know that I really want to play Stroud in a single quarterback league, but the pass catchers, I'm still good with them.
Okay. Dalton Schultz, probably not.
No, not my favorite.
The Colts are 3-5, and they take on the Carolina Panthers, who are 1-6 now after last week's victory. DraftKings Sportsbook line, Indianapolis, -2.5 on the road. The over-under is 44. Frank Reich revenge game.
Ooh, this one's legit revenge.
Yeah.
Like, yes. You know, sometimes a player just goes to another team or something, but this Frank Reich was done dirty. And you have to imagine he wants to stick it to the Colts so bad. Not that any player or coach isn't really wanting to win every
right.
week, but a little extra juice.
Yeah, there's a little extra.
Well, there. And when he wants to stick it to them, he has to gather up Chuba Hubbard, Adam Thielen, and Bryce Young and say, guys, go out there and stick it to them. And that doesn't always work.
Right.
So you do have a game that profiles as maybe a little bit faster paced. The over-under is 44. Gardner Minshew's been throwing the ball a ton. Bryce Young had his best game as a pro last week. Where are the gems here in terms of fantasy football? Like, Colts are number one in no huddle rate.
We've said it for weeks. It's been working for weeks. You want to target Colts games. They're continuing to hit the over. Their offense plays fast. Their defense is bad.
27th, 27th, 25th, and 28th against all positions.
Yeah, I mean they're just it's wonderful. So where the gems are, I'm really excited for the running game of the Colts. Jonathan Taylor, Zach Moss. I think we're going to learn a lot this week.
Start of the week, Zach Moss.
He's your start of the week, Zach Moss. Yes. You know, if we come out of this game and it's another 50-50 split between Zach Moss and Jonathan Taylor, I mean, just lay down and I'll lay down and let Zach Moss just walk all over me as deserved. You know, but this matchup is phenomenal for running backs. So both should have good games.
Zach Moss this year has been really, really good in terms of efficiency. And Carolina is, I mean, he's 4.7 a carry and Carolina gives up 5 a carry. And they're dead last in expected points per rush attempt. So, like you said,
I told Mike,
a really good matchup to play both guys.
I told Mike yesterday in the studio that I don't think anything on planet Earth would make me happier than a than a PED
for Zach Moss.
Zach Moss.
Oh my God!
It was like, oh yeah,
I knew it. He needed help.
I
That's
mean,
so funny.
Yeah. Well, you know the very common year for breakup.
Michael Pittman, Josh Downs, I think they're both
yep.
in play.
Yes, they are.
The Panthers' defense has been very good.
Well, they've been good against the receiving game because they've been so bad against the running
yes.
game.
Yeah, it's a give up one, not the other. PPR leagues, Josh Downs has been very involved. Miles Sanders is not healthy. At least that's the way it seems. And so mm-hmm. you've seen a lot of Chuba Hubbard. The matchup, again, it's great for running backs on both sides, so Mike has him at start of the week. Number one among all running backs in rush success rate. Honestly, finding that out really validates what our eyeballs have been seeing. Like, from week one of the season, Chuba's looked better than he had looked.
Mm-hmm.
A real Zach Moss situation. but Bryce Young, no, not in a single quarterback league. And
I mean,
Thielen, you do play, of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
And he's just been just a stalwart for your team. I mean, it's funny because last week you're like, oh, Adam Thielen didn't do what he's been doing, and he had 11 targets, 8 catches, over double-digit fantasy points,
yeah, I mean,
72 yards receiving.
He's played 7 games. He's had last week wasn't as great as the stretch run had been. Week one was, you know, not a good game for him. But if you take that whole sample, that is a large enough sample. We're almost, you know, half of the season there. And you pace that out for the season, it's 140 receptions, 1,400 yards, 10 touchdowns. I mean, it's one of those situations where if you replace the name and you said, you know, that these numbers were what, you know, Devontae Smith is doing, It'd be, you know, the just an amazing elite fantasy asset.
So, would you rather have Devontae Smith or Adam Thielen rest of the season? Would you trade Devontae Smith to get Thielen? I heard another chuckle.
Don't do that. Yeah,
from Deucer's Alley.
Yeah, that one got Brooks because he knows what an awful man you're being by asking that question. Because,
I mean, that trade gets done probably.
Yeah, let me honestly think. If
can Thielen keep doing it?
I don't believe so.
I think he can. They're not adding anybody. The trade deadline's over.
It's more about just can his body hold up to that.
I think I would make a mistake and trade for Devontae Smith.
The honest truth is you'd make the wrong move.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that is the actual truth.
All right. Well, we'll move on.
Oh, just keep your eye on Jonathan Mingo, rookie, but coming out of the bye week.
Mingo ate your baby.
99% of the snaps. It was 5 targets, but 4 for 62. At 62 yards, that's the best of his young career so far. Just someone
and Chark's back out there.
Just someone to monitor.
Quick break, back with another matchup.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Some things may seem small at the time, but when you keep them inside, when you keep everything bottled up, you leave those emotions to fester, and they can have some serious negative consequences. I know when I was younger, you know, you don't want to always say what's on your mind. You don't want to be seen as ungrateful or insensitive or whatever, but sometimes you bottle those things up too long, and they develop into real problems. Talking things out, working through what's weighing you down, it is more helpful than you realize. And if you want a safe space for that conversation, I recommend therapy. I've had therapy. I've had practical, personal advances through therapy, whether I'm learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries personally, how to make better habits in my life. There's a lot of benefit, and you can give BetterHelp a try if you've been thinking of starting therapy. It's entirely online. It's convenient and flexible. It's also easy to get started. You just fill out one brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/footballers to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/footballers.
This episode is brought to you by Rocket Money. It's no secret we get deep on football here to the point where, yeah, maybe I might lose track of a few other things, like subscriptions. I mean, do you know how many you've got right now? Probably not. But our sponsor, Rocket Money, can help. I've been a longtime user of Rocket Money. I love it. I get pop-ups all the time checking in on my finances. Things like subscriptions, like, hey, you should probably go through your subscriptions and just make sure that everything is on the up and up. And I go and I check and I review every single time. And sometimes, every once in a while, boom, there's a subscription that I forgot about that I don't use anymore. Thank you, Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/footballers. That's rocketmoney.com/footballers. rocketmoney.com/footballers.
Well, despite firing their general manager, head coach, offensive coordinator, and essentially their quarterback, happy birthday, Jimmy G, the Raiders, 1.5-point home favorites against the New York Giants, 2-6. That's the Giants' record. Raiders, 3-5. The DK Sportsbook line, like I said, Vegas, -1.5.
Wow.
The over-under's 37. And
I feel like they know something that I don't.
Well, they know that the locker room is happy. If you have
that was tweeted out. Yes.
Did you see the video of Devontae Adams playing basketball?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they are, all the reports are that the Raiders are so happy. I mean,
that's the truth.
Maybe not Jimmy G, but rest of the Raiders are very happy.
It's like it's been fumigated. Like there is no infection.
So sticking on the Raiders side of the ball, we've seen one game from Aiden O'Connell already. In that game, 11 targets to Josh Jacobs, a ton of targets to Devontae Adams. those two players, I think, get a significant bump up from the last few weeks because of those target shares. You're probably going to bench Jakobi Meyers and wait and see, because a one-game sample means nothing. You know, he could come out and spread the ball around a lot and not check it down, and we're going to learn a lot. But for now, what we have to go off of is opportunity and utilization of Josh Jacobs and Davante Adams are world class. You know, you can't get much better, so you're going to play them. You're going to wait and see on everyone else.
Well, rookie quarterbacks rarely support a high-level fantasy option at all. Or you see, like in Carolina, where it's a rookie quarterback, but the vast majority of the offense is going to one player. So Adam Thielen is coming through. And that's what it'll be Davante Adams. So it should be. But so the question is, can O'Connell kind of, you know, break the mold and support multiple pass catchers? I would bet against it.
Agreed.
Speaking to Jakobi Meyers.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. And
it really stinks.
Yeah, the reason for optimism is this Raiders team has not ever hit their implied point total. Not one time this year. They've been the worst offense in a lot of regards. And the only team really trying hard to compete with them as being a worse offense are the Giants on the other side. I mean, they're in contention as well. That's why this game is such a low over-under. 7 of their 8 games have hit the under. They finally get Daniel Jones back. That is a good thing. That's also, it throws, like, if I had a sneaky play, and I know Jason will just assume this player is in my DraftKings lineup.
You're going to say Wanda.
Which he totally was. But Wandale Robinson this week is a potential home run. And I know that sounds shocking, but Darren Waller is gone. Like, he's not right. Playing in this football game. You can throw last week out the window.
Yeah, Danny DeVito was not going to get the job done.
No, I mean, he 7 passing yards, just throw that game away. But Wandale is going to be a go-to type of player, I think, for Daniel Jones. And I am very optimistic about his target share in this offense at this stage of – in this matchup specifically.
Yeah, we will see. Will there be enough volume, because the Raiders, 3rd in schedule adjusted against wide receivers, 4th against quarterbacks. And we'll see if they can protect Daniel Jones.
I think Wandale will catch 6 or more passes.
But is it like 6 for 40?
Maybe.
Or is it 6 for 80?
That depends on what he does after he catches it, because it's not going to be down the field where he catches it. But I have some optimism there. We've talked about, you know, the quarterbacks aren't in play for you right now. So, you know, from a fantasy perspective, you're watching Aiden O'Connell, you're hoping you get, like you said, a concentration of targets on the best players, and he supplies them with value.
Yeah, and obviously Saquon Barkley is this offense on the other side. It's a great matchup. Last week, 64% of the team's targets and rushing attempts, that is the highest we have in our system for any running back ever.
Yeah, big fan in this week's matchup of Saquon. Huge potential. Glad they get Daniel Jones back. It gives him some level of competence on the offensive side.
Yes.
And the matchup's very good.
Yeah, if not Danny DeVito's in there, it would be brutal.
Dallas, 5-2. Philly, 7-1.
Here we go.
Matchup of the week here. DraftKings Sportsbook line, Philly -3. The over-under is 47 points.
I want this game.
You want?
I want this game. I want this game to
happen.
There
was no more for that sentence.
That was the sentence.
Oh, to happen.
I want this game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a little
creepy.
Creeper from behind the bushes with some binoculars.
I got my binoculars out. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Who's that, Dallas and Philly? Ooh, I want it.
So gross. So gross.
Give it to me.
Give me this game. Philly -3. Over-under is 47.
A game perv.
Game perv. Goodness gracious.
Can we not go down this train? Yeah. Can we not? No, no, no. You don't have permission to sound that way just because we contextualize it to the game. No. No, Brooks. Shut the mic off. Jason's so into this game, though. Dak, Jalen Hurts, let's go. Dak's my start of the week. Hurts, you always play. Start them both. Dak, you know, back half of the season, very excited about that.
Yep, you should be.
You know, DeAndre Swift, you've been playing him. You should. I've seen so many questions about Tony Pollard rest of season. He's the actual next man up on the touchdown situation.
Yeah, on the touchdown drought.
Yeah, there was Godwin, there was Deontay. Like, Tony Pollard now, well over 100 touches without a touchdown. And he has the worst matchup of the week.
This isn't the matchup that you would say, hey, let's give Tony Pollard a guaranteed touchdown in. He's on pace right now over the last six games for over 1,000 rushing yards, but no touchdowns.
Would you rather have Derrick Henry rest of the season than Pollard?
Oh, ooh, for sure.
Oh, that's a for sure.
That's not even remotely close to me.
It was the opposite about 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, but...
I'm just reacting to your confidence.
Pollard has been not good. You look at the last month, and he has one game over 7.5 fantasy points. It's not...
What?
Yeah.
Been that bad?
It's been very bad.
Oh, man.
Well, and they're going to have to throw in this game. And so you'd hope he gets involved in the passing game, but you know the ground game is going to be tough against that defensive front.
It's, to me, I'm still good with Pollard. The Derrick Henry question, that's very difficult. But it's, while the matchup is bad, you know, on paper, you know, Philly first against running backs, adjusting for schedule, I expect Dallas to put up points. They have a 22 implied team total. And you just, if CeeDee Lamb goes down at the 3, like, Pollard's going to get the opportunity. So the touchdowns could easily bounce back to Tony Pollard. But it's not the greatest matchup.
CeeDee Lamb, put him in there. Brandon Cooks, 4+ targets the last couple games. I'm more optimistic about him than I have been this season. Jake Ferguson.
Yeah, he's in play.
Yeah, he's in play. A.J. Brown has been absolutely a game wrecker right now, and Devontae Smith. Like, there's not a player you don't play in this matchup.
Yeah, I would agree with you.
Of anybody that you're thinking about playing, I think the answer is yes.
Yeah, right? I could see Devontae Smith having a bad game against a really good Cowboys defense, but you're not benching him. You know, 7 for 99 and a touchdown last week. So yeah, I wait, was he my touchdown guarantee?
Was he? Devonta Smith?
I think it was.
He might have been.
Last week?
Yeah.
And he scored.
Yeah. All right.
I think he was.
Yeah, he was.
Fantastic.
I hope he cashed.
So Goddard as well. Yeah, play him. Let's talk about Sunday Night Football. Another good one.
Oh.
Buffalo.
Calm down, Jason.
Man. Whoa. This game. Tell me about this game, Andy. Please
I'm not,
tell
I'm not telling you about this game. I won't tell you about it.
Tell me the line.
Mike.
Tell me the spread.
Yeah. Stop. Don't ask for the spread. Don't ask for the spread.
Oh, this game is special. Oh, man.
We just lost half our audience.
This game.
And I don't blame them.
I want.
Bills are 5-3. Game. The Bengals are 4-3. The Cincinnati's -2. He's got binoculars. The over-under's 49.5. Look, you've had a lot of nicknames in your day, Jason. This is not one you want.
I don't want the game
proof. You don't want to be the peeping Tom of fantasy football. That's not what you want.
I just want to see this game so bad.
The Bengals and Joe Burrow have turned it around lately.
I was so upset when I started. You know, you look at the matchups early in the week. You see some things that stick out, and I just ran to make my DraftKings lineup and put Ja'Marr Chase in. I didn't care how much he costed. It's like, oh, no, it's Sunday Night Football. He's not on the slate. That stinks. This game should be awesome. You know, the Bengals have just looked really good lately with a healthy Joe Burrow, and I'm in on that.
How good. All right. Joe Burrow, Joe Mixon, Ja'Marr Chase. Let's go. T. Higgins, set up for success. Bounce back last week. You're going to get some big games from...
Andy's not able to handle
No, he's this. Not. Were you laughing at the getting... So Brooks said he was yeah. getting the air going?
Yeah. we have to cool Jason down. He's getting hot and bothered.
It's hot in here, man.
Oh, man.
Just me?
Yeah, buddy. Just you. Josh Allen.
Yep.
Josh Allen.
Oh. Excellent.
Let's play him. James Cook. We don't know what the future is going to hold with Leonard Fournette's involvement.
So are you just still playing him this
week? Yeah. You play James Cook, and then you hope that it stays, a heavy usage. He's a good player.
James Cook is.
It's just one of those things where you don't want him to be a gadget guy eventually.
Yep. And I don't know that he will ever break out of that mold for Buffalo. The bigger question, and I don't think we'll get the answer for it this week, is Leonard Fournette used in passing situations? Because James Cook excels in it, but get those dump offs. But James, like, that's not a guaranteed week to week target share for James Cook. And if someone starts eating into it, that'd be
a problem.
Big problem.
And Leonard Fournette came out and he said that he arrives in Buffalo and he tweets out how Buffalo is colder than a penguin's, you know what?
Derriere.
It's going to get colder, buddy.
Yeah, it's not that cold this week.
Just wait. Stephon Diggs, of course. Gabe Davis. Big week last week. Now, this is the Gabe spreading the foliage over the pit. You know, this is... He piles it up like a reception mm-hmm. and a reception and another reception, and then it suddenly looks like the ground, and then you leap.
I'm going to dive in these leaves.
Yeah, you leap, and you end up in the
spiky pit.
Sometimes. Yeah. However, I'd be playing him.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a high over-under. You think that this is a
Sunday night football.
A game for a chance at a shootout. He had 12 targets last week. I don't know how you don't play him unless you're just going on the process of, I think he's going to be tricking me. So that's not the process I'm going to play out. So Gabe Davis is in, and Dalton Kincaid, he's my start of the week at tight end. No team is worse against tight ends if you adjust for schedule than the Cincinnati Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
Dalton Kincaid was on the field.
Should be great.
A ton. Now that Dawson Knox is on IR, should be a really good start.
It made me happy the way, like, Kincaid has more athletic ability than Dawson Knox does. And so you saw, like, some of the big plays he made were both plays I didn't really think Dawson Knox could have made.
Correct.
Especially that sideline toe tap down the field. So it was nice to see. Monday night, we get the Los Angeles Chargers at 3-4 against the 4-3 New York Jets, who stole a game from the Giants last week to stay in the thick of it.
Speaking of stealing games, we didn't talk about this on Thursday Night Football, but those Pittsburgh Steelers.
Oh, my God.
They're 5-2.
That's Steelers.
Yes. I mean, they're 5-2.
Do you know what record that is? No, they're not 5-2,
Wait,
are they?
Are they?
No, they're 5-3.
5-3? Is that
they're
what
it is? They're 5-3, yeah, because they would have dropped to 500. But 5-3 is good enough to be tied with the 49ers.
Yeah.
So if you thought.
Wow.
I mean, 5-3.
Yeah, I mean, Mike Tomlin, is he the best coach in football? Because we've seen Mike Tomlin's winning with the Trubisky's and the Kenny Pickett's and the backups, and Bill Belichick is losing with all those guys.
Right.
So I'm trying to quickly look through it. They look like they are the only winning team that has a negative point differential.
Of course they do. Of course they do.
They are 5-3, and they are -30.
Wow. See Matt Canada on the sideline yesterday?
Yeah, because he wanted to get a real good look.
No, Tomlin wanted to be right up in that ear. That's what it was. Tomlin wants to be, don't do this, do this, let's talk.
Yeah, it was calling your kid into the room. It was like, hey, Canada, come here. come here. I want to show you something.
It's like Matt Canada's been driving for a long time. He's like, you know what? I'm going to go with you. It's like the driving permit. Yeah. Like, I'm sitting in the passenger seat, and you know what? Give me a break. All right, Justin Herbert, Zach Wilson, Monday Night Football, Chargers 3.5-point favorites, according to the DK Sports Book. The over-under is 40. Herbert has had a little up and down this year, but he's on pace for 4,600 yards and 31 touchdowns. Really want to see Quentin Johnston get the ball in his hands. to me, that's part of the problem. Part of it is, you know, you always say targets are earned, obviously. You need to be doing more in the route development. I don't think he's doing that stuff well. But when you have a young first-round talent, there were times he got the ball in his hands last week on a small crosser, a la first-year Michael Pittman, and he made plays. Like, he moves very well after the catch. And if you go back and watch the film, that's the stuff I'd like to see them do more of. Joshua Palmer did not practice again. This is what happened last week. And he ended up a game-time decision. Normally, if he didn't practice on Thursday, I'd be like, I don't think he's playing Sunday. But they're playing Monday. So I do think that there's a chance Palmer toughs it out. The fact that he could go back out there seems to infer that it's not something – it's something that he needs to, like, recover up from, like a bruise or something, but not maybe something that needs a week off.
Yeah, I'm still not going to play Palmer. And if Palmer's out,
you're
not going to play Quentin Johnston
either.
You're
not. Okay.
No. Because of the matchup.
I wouldn't play Palmer
either. The Jets have – shut down the wide receiver.
So just
position.
Don't worry about those guys.
Yeah, over the last 6 weeks, they're giving up 12.3 total fantasy points to the team's wide receivers. So, you know, Keenan, you're not going to bench, but I don't really want to play either an injured secondary option or someone who hasn't yet shown any fantasy relevance as a rookie yet against the Jets.
Breece Hall has looked great. You play him, the matchup is pretty darn good. In fact, you just look at total fantasy points allowed, bottom third for the Chargers against running backs. And the Jets, they win when they give the ball to Breece Hall.
Yeah, he leads the NFL in yards per carry at 5.7 right now, and he good.
Garrett Wilson, play him. Absolutely, in my opinion. He gets the targets.
For sure.
It's been a little bit of a drought for him in terms of getting into the end zone, but this is one where the Chargers are probably going to put up some points against the Jets.
Yeah, and the Chargers' pass defense has just been terrible. This is a matchup you want to target. They're 30th on the season in fantasy points given up to the wide receiver position. And Garrett Wilson has had the targets, 12 targets, 13 targets, 14 targets, all with Zach Wilson. So, yeah, I mean, you're not benching Garrett Wilson this week.
I think we got done talking about the Jets. This is the lowest over-under for a Chargers game in the Justin Herbert era.
Ooh.
That's respect to the Jets defense.
Tied for the lowest.
I'm sorry, Mike. I spoke in error. It's tied for the lowest.
Yeah. Well, technically, you did not speak in error. Right? It is
right.
The lowest.
No, Mike just wanted to talk.
I wanted it
accurate.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, the question that everyone wants to know, Mike, is do you want this game?
I'm okay with it.
Okay, good. Thank you. A couple updates on the injury front. Jonathan Gannon still has not decided who's going to start against the Browns. Yes, he has, but he's a liar. And he said he's going to decide on the plane today.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Come on.
What?
Come on.
Look, that's...
We believe that.
I have to choose to not believe it. Like, if he is actually doing this... If
he wants to get a few cocktails in on the plane.
Oh my goodness.
Sit back.
I see what you mean. I can't even fathom if it didn't dawn on me the potential that what if it's true? What if it's true? Mm-mm. And the whole team doesn't know who's starting at quarterback. That can't be true, right?
But it cannot be true.
A lot of fun.
Chuba's going to get the start, according to Frank Reich. That's new news this morning, like officially.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Damian Pierce not expected to play in week 9, a follow-up from earlier. And Deshaun Watson is not listed on the injury report.
Yeah, he just needed a little rest. He's good to go.
The sleepy reports?
I don't even, like, I have Amari Cooper, and I'm sitting here trying to analyze this, and I wanted him to come back. But he looked so bad. It was like the arm didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a broken arm.
Yeah. Short video of practice, it looked
better.
Yes.
Okay.
There was actually some velocity.
Let's go. Let's have a game, Deshaun. All right, it's time. Let's get into it.
Fantasy Face-Off, presented by DraftKings.
Well, well, well. Mike ended up on top. I finished second last week, which leaves one name to finish third, Jason Moore.
I hope you're dressing me up as Ricky Bobby, because right now so far this year, If I ain't first, yep. I'm last. I've got 4 wins and 4 losses.
Really? Oh, I'm seeing that now.
Yeah,
I'm
no three, second place finish.
3 firsts, 3 seconds, 2 thirds. Mike is 1-5-2, and you're 4-0-4.
I am averaging the highest points of the three of us.
I'm a little disappointed that I won this week.
You wanted to stay in that second?
Okay. Well, let's do it.
Wheel of Shame.
Spin the stupid wheel.
All right, reading them out. So we got Viking. Did I see Viking? Where is he?
Alvin?
Alvin.
Okay. Wait, is that Alvin and
that
the Chipmunks?
Theodore. Okay. All right, we got a whole shirt.
Yeah, you're going to need to take your hat off.
Oh, boy.
Just give him some time.
I didn't see this coming.
So for the people at home, Jason Moore is...
Oh, he's putting on a red shirt.
He's putting on a giant red shirt.
Which he loves that color. It always accentuates.
I look good in red.
It's got, you know, you got a hat
got
coming
a
here,
hat.
Man. Yeah.
So you got a hat.
Oh, the hat's got the A2. And don't forget, of course, your incredible ears. Ears. They're looking good. Looking
nice.
How do you
nice.
Think? Do you think?
I think I look good like this.
Yeah, I mean,
looks like you're working at McDonald's.
You a little bit. You looked the part, but I try the voice again. Try the voice.
Okay.
Oh no,
Mike. Okay. All right. Well, enjoy this.
Oh,
that's pretty clever.
Okay, now it kind of let me down. It let me down, and then Mike had something secret in store.
I love it. I love it.
Oh.
Wait. Let me talk about a game. Mm. Yes.
You want that game?
I want that game.
Oh, no.
All right, let's do the show.
All right, my quarterback this week, Dak. Wait, is
That's
my
just-
voice weird?
No, you're,
oh,
that's
it's
just,
the echo.
That's the
bleep. Dak Prescott taking on Philadelphia 6,500.
I assume we all have Dak Prescott, but I do as well.
Oh, no. Mike, you have him too?
Yeah, I have Dak Prescott.
Son of a gun. My running backs, Alvin Kamara at 8,100, Kareem Hunt at 5,500.
My running backs, Alvin Kamara at 8,100. And Saquon Barkley at 7,900.
Okay. Alvin Kamara, 8,100. You can't not play Alvin Kamara with the PPR factor right now. And newly announced starting running back of the Carolina Panthers, I will be playing my start of the week, Chuba Hubbard, at 5,000 against the Indianapolis Colts.
So am I the only Kareem Hunt manager?
I mean, we've got to go through the rest of the roster.
Okay, we'll find out.
I don't have Kareem Hunt.
My wide receivers.
I don't have them either.
I am actually double stacking with Dak. I'm going CeeDee Lamb at 8,200 and Brandon Cooks at 4,400.
Oh.
And then I am sliding the sneaky Jamison Crowder into the lineup at 3,400.
I have CeeDee Lamb and Jamison Crowder as well. At the other wide receiver, I've got Pop Douglas at 4,000.
You sound so silly.
What was your second one? You had Lamb, Douglas, and who?
CeeDee Lamb, Jamison Crowder.
So he's got two of my guys.
Pop Douglas.
All right. I have CeeDee Lamb, of course, for the stack. I do have Pop Douglas at 4,000. And then I have Christian Olave, 6,300. Olave, do something. For the love of God, do something. Against the Chicago Bears.
My tight end is Trey McBride at 3,700. Despite the fact we don't know the quarterback, I'm going Trey McBride. I just want the volume of targets that's going to – it beats out everybody at that price point. My flex is Saquon Barkley at 7,900.
Oh, he got you.
And the Giants defense at 2,300.
Yeah, we're all going to have the Giants defense, okay, because they're the cheapest and they're playing against the Raiders. My tight end, I figured you guys would have Trey McBride, but I pivoted to Luke Musgrave. He's only 3,300, and the Rams have given up a lot of points to the fantasy tight end position. My flex is Bijan Robinson. Bijan, do something.
Oh, boy.
All right, my tight end, it's Logan Thomas at 3,500.
So we're live on tight ends, all different tight ends.
3,500. Of course, I have the Giants because I don't understand.
We all have the Giants.
I don't understand the line. They're the cheapest defense.
But they play the Ravens.
On DraftKings this week, I think they're going to be just fine. And I also have one quick note. Bijan Robinson, do something.
Oh, you have him.
I mean, it was
this is a weird
6,100 for Bijan Robinson.
This is a weird week because we have a ton of crossover. Like, I believe, Jason, you and I have Dak, Kamara, Lamb, Crowder, and Saquon and the Giants.
Yep.
Wow. So it's going to be tight.
Oh, man, I am so anti-Barkley this week.
Yeah, you are.
I'm so anti-Trey McBride.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
this is fun, Mike. Thank you for letting me do this.
It just brought it home so much. It's spectacular. I almost want to have you read the end of our segment, but I don't know if our sponsor would like that. That was Fantasy Faceoff presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use the promo code BALLERS to get $150 in bonus bets instantly when you place a $5 bet on any football game. That is the code BALLERS only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Does this mean that Jason has been shamed twice as much as either of us, Mike? Despite the fact he has the most total wins? What do you think about that?
I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that because I've got the most points. I've still outscored you boys. Please end the show. Please hit that button.
All right. That is it. Join Mike on Sunday for Ballers Live. He will help you with your starts and decisions heading into a ton of great games. Thank you for joining us this week. Alvin, see you later.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Join our fantasy football community on jointhefoot.com. And follow us on Twitter @TheFFBallers.